各位弟兄姐妹，祝你平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
新年好，新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
好不好？各位弟兄姐妹跟周围打招呼说：“耶稣爱你，我也爱你，新年快乐。”
Let's greet our neighbors.
Jesus loves you, and I love you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody. 弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主，今年是2018年。
So we praise the Lord, we have come to 2018.
这是主的年，是主后2018年。
And this is 2018, after, Christ came.
因为主来到我们这个世界，已经来过了，所以说这2018年是纪念耶稣基督来到这个世界。
And even the way that we remember our years in AD, this is to, commemorate the fact that he came, our Lord has come.
哎，弟兄姐妹，你是怎样进入2018年的
？And how did you enter into this new year？
你是用倒计时的方法，十九、八、七、六、五、四、三、二、一这样过来的吗
？Did you do the countdown？
你是睡过来的吗
？Were you asleep when it came？
你是玩到2018年的吗
？Or maybe you were playing？
你和家人在一起，还和自己的爱人在一起
？Maybe you were with a large group of your family, or maybe just the one person that you're married to。
或者我们是属灵一点的，是读经过来的。
Or maybe you're more spiritual and you were reading your Bible when the year came.
或者你是在祷告中从2017进入2018。
Or maybe you ended 2018 in prayer and began 2017 in prayer and began 2018 in prayer as well.
哎，这是真的，弟兄姐妹。有一群人是这样迎来2018年的。
And it is true that some people did welcome 2018 in such a way.
我也放几张图给大家。
I'm going to show you some pictures.
是我们有2017年年底新年夜的通宵祷告会。
And this is our New Year's Eve all-night prayer meeting.
这是我们祷告会在从2017进入2018的时候，我们从敬拜当中度过。
And so we were praising the Lord during that time.
这是弟兄们
，and these are the brothers。
这是姊妹们
，here are the sisters。
这是坚持到最后八点早晨八点钟的一些弟兄姐妹。
And then these are the ones who made it all the way to 8 a.m. the following morning。
哈利路亚啊！我们大约刚开始的时候有50多个弟兄姐妹。
So we had about 50 people at the beginning。
我们有差不多八个teens。
So there were 8 teens。
有四个 kids sleep over。
And 4 kids, and they were able to sleep over.
我们感谢主，在这段期间，我们来用祷告进入新的年度。
And so we are very thankful to the Lord that we were able to use prayer to enter into this new year.
在这十二个小时，我们做什么
？What did we do during those 12 hours?
我们敬拜赞美。
We praised.
我们认罪悔改。
We confessed our sins.
我们寻求圣洁。
We sought purity.
我们祷告代求。
And we prayed for others.
我们献上自己为活祭。
And we also gave ourselves as living sacrifices.
我们也彼此祝福。
And we blessed one another.
我们呼求复兴。
And we called for revival.
我们盼望在新的一年里边，透过祷告，神赐下力量复兴我们的教会。
And we pray that in the new year, through our prayers, God will give us strength and power to renew our church.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道，复兴一定是人的复兴。
And so revival must come through the people.
一个教会的复兴绝对不是它建筑规模的扩大而已。
Revival doesn't come from expanding the church building.
是人的复兴，是弟兄姐妹的复兴。
It must be the work through the people, the brothers and sisters.
那么弟兄姐妹，假如说要神要复兴我们华府教会，那要从你我开始。
And so if the Lord is to revive the Chinese Christian Church, it must be through you and through me.
好不好？我们对周围的弟兄姐妹说，愿神复兴你。
And so let's say to one another, may God bring us revival.
愿神复兴你哈，愿神复兴你 ，God revive you, 神复兴你。弟兄姐妹是这样的，我们带着一个复兴的盼望。
And so we have this hope for revival.
你千万别小声说。
And so don't say it too quietly.
你连大声的宣告都不敢吗
？If you're not willing to say it loudly.
哎，弟兄姐妹是在神的家里边哎。
Because we're here in church.
没有让你到教到没有让你到这个大街上去宣告哎。
You're not out on the street corner.
哎，在教会里边我们就宣告 要神来复兴我们。
So even here in the church, we should say it loudly.
所以你心里面要有坚定的把握。
And so we must have a conviction in our hearts.
要知道神要复兴的时候，一定要使用你我。
To know that if God is to bring revival, it will be through you and through me.
我们大家也都常常说新年好啊，新年蒙恩啊，新年蒙福啊，等等。
And so we bring a lot of New Year's greetings with blessings and good wishes.
这是我们常常和弟兄姐妹打招呼的一个问候。
And we say this when we see each other in the New Year.
哎，弟兄姐妹，新年能带给我们什么？
But what can the New Year really bring us?
我们常常说新年有新的盼望。
And so in the New Year, maybe we have some new hopes.
新年我们有新的计划。
Or maybe new plans.
我们也知道神会赐下新的恩典。
And new mercies from the Lord.
好，今天我愿意和弟兄姐妹用新的盼望这个题目和弟兄姐妹来分享。
And today I want to share with you this new hope.
刚才读到了一些经文的话，可能给大家吓一跳。
And so perhaps you were startled by the verse we read this morning.
说现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐。
It says, now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you.
并且为基督的身体。
And I fill up in my flesh.
就是为教会。
What is still lacking.
要在我身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
In regard to Christ's afflictions.
你一定以为保罗在讲受苦的事。
So maybe you think Paul is talking about some suffering here.
其实不是，保罗是透过这段要讲到荣耀的盼望。
But it's not. Actually, Paul is using this to lead us into hope of glory.
保罗说神给他一个职分。
Paul says that God gave him a commission.
是做教会的执事。
To become a minister of the church.
就是做教会的用人了。
That is to become its servant.
就是教会的仆人啊，神的仆人。
The servant and of the church and of God.
神给他这个职分是有什么目的呢？是叫他把神的道理传得全备。
And the reason God gave him this commission is so that he could present the word of God.
所以保罗从神的道理一步一步引入神的荣耀的盼望。
And so it is through the word of God that Paul slowly reveals the hope in glory.
保罗说，这个道理呢，就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。
And Paul also says that this word is the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages.
那这个奥秘是什么呢？
So what is this mystery?
这个奥秘就是基督在你们里面。
And that mystery is Christ in you.
就是荣耀的盼望。
That is our hope.
我把这句话穿起来就说，基督在你的里边就是荣耀盼望。
And so Christ in you is your hope of glory.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们看在我们下边讲的，从保罗的职分到神的道理，到隐藏的奥秘，到荣耀的盼望。
And so let's take a look at this passage to go from the mystery to the word and to the hope that we have.
隐藏的奥秘，刚才我们看到隐藏的奥秘。
And so let's talk about the mystery that has been hidden.
神给保罗这个使徒的职分呢
？And so this commission of a servant that Paul received from God
是要给他一个启示。
Is to give him a revelation.
启示什么呢
？What did he see?
是启示隐藏的奥秘。
Is to reveal to him this mystery that has been kept hidden.
保罗说这个道理呢是以前一直隐藏没有叫人知道的。
And this mystery has been hidden for ages and for generations.
到了一个时刻神叫这个奥秘被启示出来。
And it was only at the appointed time that it has been revealed.
神选择谁了呢？神选择了保罗。
And who did God to choose? He chose Paul.
所以神要把这个奥秘传给世人。
And through Paul, God wants to give this mystery to the world.
那这个神的道理是什么呢
？And what is this word?
是历世历代隐藏的奥秘。
It's a mystery that has been kept for ages.
是不是好像弟兄姐妹在干？我觉得在用词解释词，用词解释词。
And so it seems like we might be going around in circles.
不是弟兄姐妹。
No.
如今向圣徒显明了一件事情。
And what has been made known to the Lord's people today?
就是说以前是封闭的。
Is that it used to be hidden?
如今是向世人打开，向所有的人打开。
But is now disclosed.
那这个荣耀的盼望是什么呢
?So what is this hope of glory?
这个荣耀的盼望是告诉我们，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等荣耀。
And this is that, and this mystery is that the Gentiles will also receive the glorious riches.
就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意现在叫圣徒知道这个奥秘。
And so now God wishes for his people to know this mystery.
这个奥秘是从哪儿？是在基督里边的。
Where is this mystery? It's in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，没有基督，没有奥秘。
Because without Christ, there is no mystery.
因为神最深的奥秘，隐藏最深的奥秘，就是在他的儿子耶稣基督里边。
Because the deepest mystery is hidden in his only son, Jesus Christ.
我估计我现在说到这儿，你还是一头雾水。
And so I think maybe you're still confused up to this point.
我再用另外一段圣经给弟兄姐妹来看。
Let's use another passage to help us understand.
是在哥罗西书里边。
This is from Colossians.
在哥罗西书里边，这里边有一个讲到奥秘和基督的关系。
And it talks about the connection between the mystery and Christ.
是二章二节到二章三节到二章九节。
And it is from chapter 2, verses 2 and 3 and verse 9.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们一道来读一下好吗？
So let's read it together.
要叫你们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足在荣幸中充足的信心，使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督，所积蓄在一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。弟兄姐妹，我们在这三节里边看到奥秘和基督的关系。
And so brothers and sisters, in these three verses, we can see the connection between the mystery and Christ.
在这里边说神的奥秘是什么？
So in here we see what is the mystery of God.
弟兄姐妹，你看神的奥秘，他说神的奥秘就是基督。
It says, the mystery of God, namely Christ.
为什么？唯有基督把神给启示出来了。
Why? It's because only through Christ is God revealed to us.
所以神的奥秘就是基督，那神一切的丰盛都藏在基督里面。
It's because in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
他又说神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And it is in Christ that we can see all of God.
弟兄姐妹，有形有体，只有耶稣基督是有形有体的，道成了肉身，住在我们当中的。
And this is how the Word became flesh and came to dwell among us.
所以在这里面，我们看到，我们知道基督的奥秘，就是神叫基督与外邦人有关系。
And so here we can see that this mystery is that through Christ will Gentiles also have a part in the Lord.
所以神的奥秘就是基督。
So the mystery of God is Christ.
好，弟兄姐妹，那么下面再引申一步，基督的奥秘是什么？
So, but what is the mystery of Christ?
还是在保罗在他的以弗所书给我们做了一段解答。
And here in Ephesians we can find the answer.
我们还是一起来读这段好吗？
Let's read it together.
你们念了就晓得我深知基督的奥秘。这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后世，同为一体，同为应许。好，弟兄姐妹，读了这段话，你是不是有大概的这样子的概念了？
So hopefully after this passage we can have an understanding.
保罗再一次说，基督的奥秘在世代以前没有叫人知道。
And here Paul says again that this mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations.
到这里，基督的奥秘向世人展示了。
But now it has been revealed.
这个展示就是什么呢？就是在基督里边呢。
And this revelation came through Christ.
弟兄姐妹，外邦人。
That Gentiles.
不是犹太人，不是以色列民。
So not.The Jews and not the Israelites.
外邦人借着福音。
but that Gentiles have now also received the gospel.
可以同得三样事情。
And that they will also receive these three things.
同为后世，同为一体，同蒙应许。
That they will become heirs, that they will become members of the body, and they will also share in the promises.
弟兄姐妹，原来这个奥秘是向以色列民的。
So previously, the mystery was only for the Israelites.
我们在旧约里边所知道最多的就是以色列民是神的选民。
And so in the Old Testament, we see very clearly that the Israelites were God's chosen people.
神是他们的神。
That the Lord was their God.
神赐给了他们福气。
That the Lord blessed them.
神给他们有产业。
And gave them an inheritance.
神给他们有应许。
And also gave them promises.
神给他们有荣耀。
And gave them glory.
好像与外邦人没有任何关系。
And it didn't seem to have anything to do with those outside of Israel.
可以是进入到新约，透过耶稣基督。
But through the New Testament and through Jesus Christ.
神丰盛的计划向世人打开。
This has been made known to the whole world.
就是在基督里面。
That in Christ.
透过信仰。
Through faith.
透过福音。
Through the gospel.
我们可以一同得到以色列民所得到的。
We can receive everything that the Israelites received.
所以说和谁是同为后世，是和以色列民同为后世。
So we are heir together with Israel.
在基督里和以色列民同为一体。
And one body.
那么也同盟应许。
And also shares together in the promises.
所以我想弟兄姐妹，假如到现在你还没有明白你所信的福音，你所信的基督给你带来什么盼望。
And so brothers and sisters, if even up until now you have not understood the mystery that you have received through Christ.
假如你还没有知道，那真是好可惜。
That is a shame.
如果现在你知道了，弟兄姐妹，那是一种福分。
Because if you can understand now, it will be a blessing to you.
因为这个应许，这个祝福你透过耶稣基督拿到了。
Because this blessing and these promises you have now received through Christ.
所以这样一个奥秘的基督。
Because this mystery of Christ.
他要住在我们里面。
He wants to live in us.
弟兄姐妹，为什么住在里面？因为你信靠他，他就住在那边。
Why? Because you believe in him, then he will live in you.
所以这样一个荣耀的主住在我们里面呢，该是何等荣耀的一件事情。
And so this glorious Lord who lives in us brings us glory.
这是一个何等荣耀的盼望。
And it brings us a hope of glory.
他给我们带来宝贵的应许。
And it also gives us a precious promise.
我们相信在基督里面一切的丰盛都要向我们显出。
Because within Christ, we will receive the abundance of God's salvation.
OK, 现在我们再来把这个大纲给跟大家再稍微的解释一下。
And so let's look at the outline again.
好，神的道理。
So there's the word of God.
就是神的奥秘。
That's his mystery.
神的奥秘在哪里？
Where is this mystery?
在基督里。
It's in Christ.
OK, 基督的奥秘是什么？
So what is the mystery of Christ?
基督的奥秘就是透过福音，外邦人一同和以色列民得三样好处。
And the mystery of Christ is that through the gospel, the Gentiles will also receive these three things along with the Israelites.
OK, 弟兄姐妹，就是在座的你我。
And so that's you and that's me.
包括还有很多没有信主的人。
And even those who have yet to believe.
如果他们要相信耶稣基督的，也可以同样得这三样好处。
Because if they believe, they will receive these three things as well.
好，弟兄姐妹，这三样好处就是你是上帝的后裔。
So we will be heirs.
你和基督同为一体。
We'll be one body.
你也在基督里边和以色列民一同蒙应许。
And we will also share in the promises of the Israelites.
这是荣耀的盼望。
And this is the hope of glory.
如今借着耶稣基督已经住在我们里面了。
Because today, through the fact that Christ lives in us,
弟兄姐妹，你有没有感觉到蒙恩呢？
Do you feel the blessing?
我感觉到了。
I feel it.
真的在你的里边。
Because he is in you.
好，弟兄姐妹，你自己对自己说，耶稣在我里边。
And so you should tell yourself, Jesus lives in me.
我有荣耀的盼望。
And I have a hope of glory.
你有荣耀的盼望吗？
Do you have a hope of glory?
有耶稣就有荣耀的盼望。
If you have Christ, then you do have a hope of glory.
好，弟兄姐妹，接下来我们要做什么？
So what should we do about this?
你有了这个永远盼望，你要紧紧保留给自己吗？
So should we just keep this hope close at heart?
那不是神的心意。
That's not what God wants.
所以神说我们传扬他。
And so God wants us to
是用猪般的智慧劝诫个人教导个人
teach and spread the news about him.
要把个人在基督里完完全全引到神面前。
And then to bring everyone to God fully mature.
弟兄姐妹，你有这个荣耀的盼望，别人还没有。
Because even though you have this hope of glory, there are those who do not.
所以我们要传扬他，传扬基督。
And so we must talk about the Lord and we must share Christ.
我相信我们每一个教会都要有这样一个中心。
I think that every church must have this center.
这个中心就是要以耶稣基督的大使命为中心。
And it is to follow the great commission of Jesus Christ.
因为大使命是上帝永远的心意。
Because this is the will of God forever and ever.
是耶稣基督永不改变的心意。
And it is the will of Christ.
直到他的福音传到地极。
Until his gospel has been shared to the ends of the earth.
直到耶稣基督荣耀的再来。
And until his glorious return.
所以我们教会，我相信我们也有这样的一个盼望。
So for us as a church, we have the same hope.
我们也有这样一个使命。
And we have this commission.
我们就是要传扬耶稣基督。
That we must preach the gospel.
传扬他的福音。
And share Christ and his gospel.
好，我们盼望在我们教会有一个短期的和长和中期的计划。
And so we have a plan for our church, a short term and also a longer term plan.
如果说是短期的计划，就给他一到五年。
And so for a short term plan in 1 to 5 years.
如果要是个中期的计划，我们从5到10年。
And so a longer term plan is for 5 to 10 years.
从一到五年这个短期计划。
So in our short term plan in the next 1 to 5 years.
我们盼望我们教会要大力的来传福音。
We hope that we will put all our energies into evangelizing.
我们盼望我们教会一切的事工都要以传福音为中心。
And we hope that all of our ministries will focus on evangelism.
我们要多多的来拯救灵魂，为主得人。
That we will bring more souls to salvation.
我们要使教会的人数增加。
We will increase the number of people in our church.
弟兄姐妹，教会人数增加不荣耀我们自己。
This increase in number is not to bring glory to ourselves.
而是荣耀上帝。
But to bring glory to God.
而是要目的是要更多的人来同得福音的好处。
And the goal is for more people to share in the blessings of the gospel.
那么说中期的计划。
And so our long-term plan.
5到10年
In 5 to 10 years,
我们愿意培养出了一批新一代的教会的中坚力量。
We will train a new generation of co-workers.
我们看似好像是两步在走。
So it looks like it might be 2 separate steps.
一边在传福音，一边后在培养人。
First we evangelize and then we train.
其实弟兄姐妹不是的，我们是一步在走。
But actually these must happen in tandem.
我们是一边传福音得灵魂，一边要培训造就我们属灵的领袖。
That while we are evangelizing, we must also continue to train our next leaders.
我们一边传福音，就是用猪般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人。
And so to evangelize, that means we must use all wisdom to proclaim and admonish and teach.
劝诫和教导就是培训和栽培。
And as we admonish and we teach, that's how we train.
就是牧养信徒的一个过程。
And this is the process to minister to believers.
换句话说，我们一边传福音，一边牧养关怀。
In other words, while we are evangelizing, we must also care for and train believers.
传福音是叫人得生命。
Evangelizing is to bring life.
牧养是让人生命更丰盛。
And training is to bring abundant life.
弟兄姐妹，我也和大家常常提到。
And brothers and sisters, I mention this very often.
教会的使命只有两种。
There are only 2 kinds of commissions to the church.
一种就是带人信主。
One is to bring people to salvation.
从不信的这些福音朋友，叫他们认识上帝，成为基督徒。
To evangelize to the non-believers and bring them into a saving knowledge of Christ.
好，另外一边，当弟兄姐妹当他们成为基督徒以后，我们就要造就，要培训他们。
And the other commission is to train up those who have become believers.
好，弟兄姐妹，这一切的努力都是为了一个终极目的。
And all of this work is really for one goal.
就是要把个人在基督里完完全全引到神面前。
And it is to present each one fully mature in Christ.
这是我们教会今年的主题。
And this is our theme for our church this year.
中文是在基督里得完全。
And it's maturing in Christ.
我们也长老会也一直在讨论这得完全。
And so, in the elders' meetings, we've talked a lot about maturing.
我们也是在想怎么样才能得完全。人是不可能得完全的。
In Chinese, it's become perfect, but of course, none of us can really become perfect.
我们不能完全，但是我们却可以成熟。
While we can't become perfect, we can mature.
所以英文许多的版本它有不同的翻译。
And so, through the different English translations.
有的翻译成 perfect in Christ Jesus.
And some translations use perfect.
有的是 mature in Christ.
And some translations use mature.
就是教我们在基督里边的生命能够成熟起来。
And so maturing means that our life in Christ will grow.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意在基督里成长吗？
So are you willing to grow in Christ?
你愿意在基督里得完全吗？
Are you willing to become more perfect in Christ?
你愿意更多的人同得基督的好处吗？
Are you willing that more should share in the goodness of Christ?
我们一同来努力。
Let's work together.
所以第四个，保罗是告诉我们要尽心竭力。
And here, Paul also says that he strenuously contends.
保罗说，我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能，尽心竭力。
And Paul says, to this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me.
尽心竭力是保罗的心志。
And this striving is an attitude of Paul's heart.
保罗也是这样做的。
And this is also what he does.
你一定知道保罗他传福音是尽心竭力的。
You must know that Paul really has put his all into evangelizing.
保罗说我是外邦人的使徒哎。
He says that he is the apostle to the Gentiles.
所以是保罗，神借着保罗把福音传到外邦。
And it was through Paul that the gospel really spread to the Gentile world.
你记得保罗的三次旅行布道吧？
Do you remember his missionary trips, three of them?
他将福音从亚洲带到欧洲。
That he spread the gospel from Asia to Europe.
同样他也将福音传到罗马。
And all the way to Rome.
甚至要传到西班牙。
And even to Spain.
弟兄姐妹，你可能会 argue.
Maybe you want to argue.
你说这个耶路这个罗马的教会不是保罗建立的。
That the church in Rome was not established by Paul.
保罗去之前就有罗马教会。
That there was a church there before Paul got there.
没错。
That's
right. 但是保罗也的确后来到了罗马。
But Paul really did go to Rome.
也将福音传到那个地方。
And he taught while he was in Rome.
那么我们看到保罗是这样的一个心志。
And we can see that this was the heart of Paul.
保罗也用这样一句话做一个他传福音的一个总结吧。
And here he summarizes his own evangelism efforts.
在罗马书第十五章十九节说。
In Romans 15:19.
甚至我从耶路撒冷直转到以利里谷，到处传了基督的福音。
Paul says, from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ.
从耶路撒冷到以利里谷。
From Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum.
这可能是指保罗第三次旅行布道的一个行程。
He's probably referring to his third missionary trip.
也可以说这两地的距离有1500英里。
These two locations are 1,500 miles apart.
以利里谷这个地区呢，其实包括很广。
The area of Illyricum is actually quite large.
也可能就包括今天的奥地利、匈牙利和阿尔巴尼亚等。
It includes today's Austria and Hungary and Albania and Romania.
弟兄姐妹，这么大一块地区，保罗一直传到那里。
And this large area, Paul has traveled through.
我们看一个地图。
Let's take a look at this map.
在我们的左边那个地方就是叫以利里谷。
And so that area to the upper left is the Illyricum area.
以利里谷。那我们再看大一点的图画里面。
And if we look at a larger map.
会在这个位置。OK. 从耶路撒冷
So from Jerusalem
to Illyricum.
To Illyricum.
直线距离是 1500 miles.
And so the direct distance is 1500 miles.
那个时候没有飞机。
There were no planes back then.
全是靠步行或者靠行船。
And so you either sailed or you walked.
保罗是这样子的，如此尽心竭力啊。
And so Paul really did strive to preach the gospel.
2018年，这也鼓励我们弟兄姐妹也有这样子的心智。
So in 2018, I want to encourage brothers and sisters to have this same attitude.
我们要为主的福音要尽心。
That we must strive for the gospel.
那尽心没尽心，竭力没竭力，谁知道呢？
Whether or not we gave it our all, who will know?
弟兄姐妹，谁知道？ 你知道。
Who knows?
主知道。
You will know, and the Lord will know.
对，你没有尽心，没有尽力，你知道，主也知道。
And whether or not you have really given it all, you will know, and the Lord will know.
所以传福音是我们教会的几年的重点。
And so evangelism is our focus for our church this year.
不是说不是以后的重点。
It's not our focus later.
而是说我们现在必须要把我们的精力放在传福音事上。
It's that we must focus on it right now and put our energies towards it right now.
我还愿意和弟兄姐妹分享现在的地图。
I also want to share another map.
这是我们华府地区的这个地图，我们所在地的地图。
This is a current map of where we live right now.
那个绿绿的小地方就是华盛顿 DC.
So the green area is Washington DC.
我们教会就在大约在这个位置上。
And so our church is there.
在这个位置，在 Silver Spring, OK.
Silver Spring.
OK. 那弟兄姐妹，我们教会的弟兄姐妹从很多的地方过来， 在 Silver Spring 在后边这边地方，我们看到的是。 是Bethesda, OK, 这边是Bethesda 然后这边呢就是Potomac 这边就是Rockwell 这边就是Gettysburg 这边就是Germantown
And so our brothers and sisters come from all over the place
OK, 还有我们弟兄姐妹可能从 巴尔的摩这边过来 OK
And also those towards the Baltimore direction
还有一些呢是从 Annapolis过来
Or even the Annapolis direction
我们还有一些姐妹是从这个地方过来 大约1个半小时
And about 1.5 hours away, we have people coming from.
弟兄姐妹，我和师母去访问过一次。
My wife and I have visited them.
真的开车开好远。It's
really a long distance to drive.
但是每个主日，他们都来聚会。But
every Sunday, they drive to here.
所以弟兄姐妹。 我们要叫大家知道，传福音不是一件容易的事。So
brothers and sisters, it's not easy to evangelize.
但是我们要尽心竭力。But
we must give it our all.
这么多弟兄姐妹从远方为主而来。Because
we have so many brothers and sisters who are willing to travel so far.
假如说我们在近处的。So
for those of us who live a little bit closer.
我们要尽心竭力。We
should put in our best as well.
但是弟兄姐妹，你说真的不容易。
But you say, oh, it's really hard.
是非常的不容易。
Yes, it is difficult.
但是传福音是靠你吗?
But is evangelizing resting on our shoulders?
是靠我吗?
Is it just really relying upon me?
是你是我, 但是是透过圣灵的大能。
Yes, it is you and me, but it is through the power of God.
所以弟兄姐妹, 我们在传福音的时候, 你千万不要忘了一件事情。
So as we do this work of evangelism, we must not forget
我们要圣灵与我们同行
That we need the Spirit of God to go with us
你怎么办? 我们要祷告
How do we do this? Well, we pray
所以传福音需要祷告
Because to evangelize, we must pray
好,弟兄姐妹,我可以说 祷告也是传福音
In other words, praying is part of evangelizing
至少你在用祷告参与传福音
And through prayer, we can all join in the work of evangelism.
好，我们教会的中文堂、英文堂。
And so, whether you're in the English congregation or the Chinese congregation,
我们在母会，我们在科堡。
You're here at Silver Spring or in Clarksburg.
我们都要以传福音为中心为重点。
We must focus and put our energies on evangelism.
弟兄姐妹，我们的时间浪费不起。
Because we cannot 浪费。
We cannot
waste our energies. Because this is already my fourth year here. And you feel like you just interviewed me last, yesterday?
是不是这样的弟兄姐妹？
Does it feel this
way? 所以我们已经在这个地方已经大家相处三年半了。
So it's been 3.5 years that we've been together.
所以我们愿意大家一道努力，一道尽心竭力。
And so this is why we must work hard and work together.
我们大有盼望。
So that we have a great hope.
我们希望我们教会在周边地区，在你所在的周边地区来传福音。
And we must share the gospel in the areas around our church, in the areas around where we live.
弟兄姐妹，我们做一个假设好吗？
And so let's do let's think a little bit.
如果我们要每一个人传福音，一年结一个果子。
And so how about each year, every one of us brings one fruit.
好，你可能结一个果子，把它带来。
And so maybe each one of us bear one fruit and bring this person to church.
假如你把它带来，我们教会明年就坐满。
And so by next year, our church will be filled.
是不是非常好的一个弟兄姐妹？你说我一年不能结一个果子。
Or maybe you say, no, one year is too short.
我也带不来。
I cannot bring somebody in one year.
给你两年。
Okay, I'll give you 2 years.
三年，给你五年。能不能结一个果子把它带来
5 years, can you bring one person in 5 years?
好，五年以后我们这个教会能坐满，可以吗？
So in 5 years, our church will be filled. What do you
think? 弟兄姐妹，这是一个盼望。
Because this is a hope.
嘿，需要在我们每个弟兄姐妹，你要尽心竭力。
And each one of us must do our best to fulfill this.
所以我们盼望说，弟兄姐妹，不是我们胃口大。
So it's not that we have a great appetite.
而是说我们尽我们的努力。
But that we must do our best.
你千万别说我一生也没有带一个人信主。
Oh, don't say, oh, I have never brought anybody to church.
我不晓得那个时候你怎样见主。
Well, if you don't do it until the end of your life, then how are you going to report to the Lord?
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们虽然我们可能不一定把这个整个华盛顿地区都传遍。
So maybe we can't cover all of this greater Washington D.C. area.
可是你可以传遍你周围的地区。
But you can at least share with those that are near you.
好不好？我们每个人都做一个计划。
Let us all make a plan.
我不但是挑战你，更挑战我自己。
Not just to challenge you, but to challenge myself.
我们要在我周围的地方要传福音。
That around our own surroundings, we will evangelize.
希望你见到你的华人同胞的时候，不是在买菜的时候。
That when you see your fellow Chinese people, it's not just at Great Wall.
不仅仅是买菜的时候
，Not just when you go shopping，
而是在街上遇见他们的时候
，But when you see them on the street，
在公司遇见他们的时候
，When you see them at work，
在学校中文学校遇见他们的时候
，When you see them at Chinese school，
走路锻炼身体的时候
，Or maybe when you're at the gym exercising，
跟他们打招呼
，That you say hi to them，
可以跟他们见做朋友
，And befriend them。
找机会把福音告诉他
，and find opportunities to share the good news with them.
弟兄姐妹，当你这样做的时候，你怎么知道神不会记得你去把他带到教会来呢
？Because when you do these things, you never know what God can do through you.
因为你爱他，你对他感兴趣。
Because if you love this person and you show interest.
你要向一个人传福音，你不爱他，你对他一点兴趣都没有，他怎么会跟你来教会来传福来信主？
Because if you never talk to anyone, you never show any interest in this person, how would they ever come to church?
所以愿意2018年是我们以传福音为中心开始的一年。
So in 2018, I hope this is the beginning of our focus and our work towards evangelism.
好，弟兄姐妹，我想今天的信息差不多就到这里了。
I think this is about the end of my message.
我稍微的再总结一下。
And I will give you a summary.
你知道神的奥秘了吗？
So do you know the mystery of God?
神的奥秘就是基督。
That is Christ.
你知道基督的奥秘了吗？
And what is the mystery of Christ?
就是在基督里透过福音我们都一同得。我们同盟我们同为后世同盟应许同得什么？同为一体。
And that in Christ through the gospel we are now
同为后世同为一体同盟应许
that we are heirs we are also one body and we also share in the promises
而且我们记得这样子的一个荣耀的盼望把福音向外边传播
And that in this hope of glory, we can share the gospel with those around us.
愿上帝的灵充满大家，使我们真有这样一个心智。
And may God's Spirit fill all of us so that we can do these things for Him.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
也谢谢周周。
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor Zhao. Now we are going to have year 2018 Deacon Installation Ceremony. 好，我们现在开始来进行2018年执事就职典礼。那在就职典礼之前，我想请牧师还有长老们先到台上来。Okay, I would like to ask pastors and elders come on stage. Now, 我等一下会一位一位执事来念他们的名字。念名字之后，请执事们往前来，然后站在这个台阶上面对我们十字架，同时。他的家人们请也起立啊，请也起立，我们想利用这个机会来认识家人，而且来感谢家人的支持啊。Okay, so right now I'm going to name each of deacons, and so when deacons come on stage, they face cross. In the meantime,the family member, please stand up. We want to use this chance to know you better and also to honor you, your whole family. 好，第一位是我们的主席杨青弟兄， our chairman, 杨青。So family, please stand up. 好，第二位是副主席雷正梅姐妹 ，Vice Chairperson Jenny Wu， so Jenny Wu's family, please stand up.、Yeah. 第三位是我们的文书潘永红姐妹 ，so our Secretary Deacon 永红潘 ，okay. So 永红's family, please stand up. Yes, okay.接下来是我们的财务今天因为财务 Florence 姐妹她现在正在治疗当中，所以她今天不能来。Okay, so this year's treasurer deacon is our dear sister Florence, and she is in the medical treatment right now, so she cannot be here. So 下一位是教育部魏光宏弟兄。Next one is our education deacon, 光宏。喂。下一位是传道部毕铁明弟兄。Next one is evangelism deacon Timothy B.太太 stand up、yeah. Our mission deacon is Jiping Chen. 我们的宣道部执事是陈玉萍姐妹。Go young, please stand up. 好，下一位是我们的保管部执事林嘉诚弟兄。Next one is a maintenance deacon, 嘉诚林三三。Yes. 我们的招待部执事是杨世寻弟兄。Our ushering department deacon, 世寻杨。So, 世寻's family, please stand up. 努力。Charles, stand up. How about Lucy? Lucy, okay. 助道部执事于国长 于国章弟兄啊，我 training deacon 国章于，好，天慧 stand up and then stand up stand up Charles keep standing。好，我们的服务部执事是林龙生弟兄 ，Service Deacon 林龙生 Alan Lam。好 ，Family Member please stand up、yeah.。都到齐了 ，Good good OK， 魏光。魏光 maybe in the kitchen. In the kitchen, right? Okay. So how about that? Let him dedicate to do cooking at this moment. Okay. Okay. So, Pastor Jim, you want to use this?
It's so good to see the family stand with our new slate of deacons.
很高兴我们今天也看到我们的那个家人也能够站起来，让我们认识，让我们能够 honor 他们。
Because the service that they will do will also be on the shoulders of the family.
因为这个执事们出来侍奉，这个也都是需要家人的帮助啊。
And so we want to remember not only our deacons but also the extended family.Of our deacons in our prayers.
对，所以我们不仅是要纪念我们的执事们，也要纪念他们的家人，他们的付出。
I'd like to just take a moment now to address our deacons for 2018.
好，我现在就要来跟执事们有一些劝勉。
You are selected, confirmed, trusted, and supported by the church.To serve as deacons in the year of 2018. We believe all of you will serve our Lord faithfully and joyfully, learning and growing while serving, working together with pastors, elders, and co-workers to proclaim the gospel and to expand the kingdom of our Lord.
本教会推荐你们各位担任本年度的执事职位，表明是神的拣选和会众的认可、支持和信任。相信你们在神面前必定乐意与忠心侍奉，并尽力做个无愧的工人。盼望你们在侍奉中学习，在侍奉中成长，尽忠职守，与牧师、长老及众弟兄姐妹配搭侍奉。同心合意地兴旺福音，拓展教会事工。
In front of man and God, will you all be willing to accept the position of deacon for this year 2018? Will you try your best with your own abilities and spiritual gifts to carry out and fulfill the duties entrusted you by the church?
你们现在在神与人面前乐意接受2018年的执事职分，你们愿意尽自己的能力与恩赐，按照教会所托付给你们的责任，忠心地侍奉吗
？If so, please answer, I will. Will you be willing to serve brothers and sisters? Meekly and humbly with love and willing to submit yourselves to the leadership of the pastors and the elders.
你们愿意用爱心和温柔谦卑的心服侍众人和顺服牧长的领导吗？
If so, please answer, I will. Will you be willing to pray constantly, conduct regular personal devotions, and always take a part in spiritual meetings to pursue your own spiritual growth.
你们愿意常常祷告、灵修、读经和参加属灵聚会，追求自己的灵命增长吗？
If so, please answer, I will.
I will.
And now I'd like to ask you to turn and face the congregation. As the congregation, as members of this church, we also would like to make a promise to you. These 11 men and women in front of you are selected deacons for this year. They have pledged to serve our Lord and you willingly and faithfully with the best of their abilities. Now I will ask the congregation, will you all accept them, love them, support them, encourage them, and always pray for them and their families?
Please, all the congregation, stand up.
You
站在你们面前的十一位当选的今年度执事，已经表明愿意依照神赐他们的恩赐和力量，忠心侍奉、服侍主耶稣和服侍各位。现在我要请问你们各位会众，你们愿意全心全力接纳他们，用爱心爱护他们，帮助他们，支持他们，鼓励他们，和常常为他们的家人祷告吗？
Please remain standing as I say a prayer for our brothers and sisters and commit them to our Lord. Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for gifts that you give us. We thank you, Lord, for our brothers and sisters who are our gifts. We thank you, dear Lord, that you have drawn them to this place, that you have called them by name, that you have encouraged them to step forward and take responsibility. And Lord, at the same time, we know because you have called them, Lord, you will not abandon them. And so, Lord, we pray that your spirit will attend them in all that they do, as they plan and strategize and as they work for your honor and glory. We pray that they would do this in the fullness of your spirit. We pray that your strength will always be with them. And at the same time, Lord, we also pray that for ourselves, that we will not forget them, that we will recognize their work, and that we will encourage them, and that we will help them in their time of need, and support them in every way that we possibly can. And we pray, Lord, that we will do this all for your honor and for your glory, so that your church will grow and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Zhao will pray in Chinese.
你住在我们当中，你是教会的元首，主啊，今天你在这里呼召一群主你的子民、你的仆人和使女，主啊，来到你的家，进入服事的岗位，主啊，这是何等荣耀的时刻！主啊，我们知道你的灵一直在你的教会在运行，主啊，今天主啊，你的圣灵、你的呼召格外临到这十一位弟兄和姊妹，主啊，因为他们被你选召是要进入神你自己的工厂，来和我们一道配合来服侍基督、服侍人群。主啊，你在旧约你招选一批领袖，主啊，那在新约你选择执事，要主啊来一同配搭来荣耀基督。主啊，我们知道你所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师、有教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职来建立基督的身体。主啊，今天我们众弟兄姐妹在会众面前，主啊来见证这个时刻。主，我们被选召的这十一位执事们，主也站在会众面前，站在上帝面前，主啊，求主你此刻你就光照，你的圣灵运行在这里，主啊，你的能力浇灌在这里，主啊，你也把你的这个权柄释放在这里，主啊，让我们大家同时的服侍，要让基督在我们当中得荣耀，主啊，让我们的教会进入到丰盛之处，是吧？叫我们的众教会是吧，都在基督里是吧，得蒙祝福。恩主，我们谢谢你，记着长老们、牧师们的按手，主啊，将能力和圣灵浇灌在他们身上， 主啊，使他们和我们一同来服侍基督，一同的来服侍众肢体，主啊，使我们这个家越来越